Hey there, savvy planners. Are you ready to dive into one of life's less famous life hacks? It's all about dodging, that pesky process called probate. Now, you might wonder, what's the big deal with avoiding probate? Well, buckle up because I'm about to spill the secret sauce that'll keep your hard-earned assets from getting stuck in a legal labyrinth. And trust me, there's a good reason to steer clear. Let's tackle the problem head on. Probate, my friends, is like the Department of Motor Vehicles of the afterlife. It's that court-supervised procedure where your estate is pruned open, dissected, and put on display. Yes, for public consumption. It's where your will, if you left one, has to prove its worthiness before assets can be distributed. And if you thought waiting in line at the Department of Motor Vehicles was bad, probate can drag on for months, even years. But wait, there's more. Salt for that wound. The costs of probate can be like a bad tax on your estate, eating from 3% to a whopping 7% or more of your estate's value. Talk about a pricey farewell. And that's not even touching on the tedious court fees, attorney charges, appraisal costs, and executor fees. Who invited all these people to the party, right? Now let's sprinkle some more facts into this mix. Depending on where your estate is settled, going through probate could take a grinding 6 months to 2 painstaking years, occasionally even longer if anyone decides to challenge the will. This public ordeal can easily become a spectacle for nosy onlookers, and suddenly, everyone knows what's up with Aunt Edna's antique spoon collection. No one wants their financial undies aired like that. But hold, on tight, because here comes the hack. Living trusts. Imagine a vessel where you tuck away your assets safely. You still control them like a captain at the helm. But when you're no longer sailing these waters, those assets sail smoothly past the choppy seas of probate court and into your loved one's arms. No stormy weather, no delays. So how can you harness this probate-avoiding powerhouse? First, you set up the trust. Then you transfer your assets into it. Presto, you've crafted an escape plan for your stuff. It does require a bit of upfront navigation. Think paperwork and a friendly attorney, but it's a one-time deal for lasting peace of mind. Plus, while avoiding probate, a trust also offers a hand. If you're ever unable to manage your own affairs, a sidekick ready before and after your curtain call. But why stop at trusts? There are extra tricks up the probate avoidance sleeve. Joint ownerships with survivorship rights? Check. Pay on death, POD, and transfer on death, TOD, accounts for your assets? You got it. And let's not forget about simply gifting away assets while you're still kicking. A-OK and goodbye portion of potential probate problems. And here's a crucial tidbit. Some states have streamlined shortcuts. For smaller fleets, I mean estates, especially if they're valued below specific amounts like $75,000 in places like Texas. Those lucky boats may get to bypass the complex probate systems altogether. So in some cases, size really can save the day. Now let's put even more meat on this bone. Avoiding probate isn't just for the wealthy or those with complicated estates. Even robust smarts in the middle class are using these secrets to pass down their life's hard work directly and discreetly. Creating a living trust or keeping up-to-date beneficiaries on life insurance and retirement accounts can be crucial. Steps in the strategic bypass of probate, ensuring you dictate who gets what and when. Before we wrap this up, let me underscore that your situation is unique. Just like snowflakes and fingerprints, no two estates are the same. That's why it's key to chat with an attorney who's clued up on your state's probate laws and can navigate you through the best route tailored to your estate. All right, folks, you've just been schooled on how to sidestep probate like a ninja. If you're all about keeping things simple, keeping nosy Nellies out of your finances, and fast-tracking your legacy to your peeps, living trusts and other probate avoidance maneuvers are your golden tickets. Let's zoom out and seal the deal. You've learned the what, the why, and the how of dodging probate. Everything from the sobering problems and costs to the lustrous spectrum of alternatives. So take the helm, talk to the pros, and get that savvy plan in place. And before you click away, do the thing, hit that like button, subscribe for more Estate Commando tips, and share this video with anyone who prefers their legacy streamlined and private. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you on the next wave. Now go out there and navigate your estate out of probate. And bye for now.